The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done. So let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within. Welcome back. It is another Tuesday morning. Where is the time going? I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, we are almost getting to the end of November. I know it's snowing out there today where I am. We can make that go away. I was having a little sad. Normally every Christmas I go away, New Year's go away. And this year that's not happening. So I've had to get creative. I decorated my house. People were like, is that early? I don't care. I decorated it. We got to have some fun with all this transitioning. I know where I am. They keep saying more lockdowns. And so you got to create fun. I actually have one of my favorite cups. I have these Christmas cups. If you know anything about me, I love things with happy sayings on them. They make me happy. So I found my elf cup and it was just, I just like smiling. It's my favorite. And you know, I was doing a lot of teaching on the weekend about this movie and belief and, you know, how there was no belief left even about Santa. So the sleigh didn't fly. And, you know, that translates into a lot of our lives, right? No belief. A lot of things can go sideways. So today we're going to have a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. If there's something you'd like to shift or you're experiencing, you want to go through, please feel free. It's, next week we have Peter Henson with us and very excited to have him back. We'll be shifting you guys together. So 2 weeks, and then we're going to have some guests throughout December as yes, I'm going to take a little bit of a breather. I also want to let you guys know on December 10th, it's you'll can see it on our website coming up. We're going to have our 6th annual Christmas give back. We love giving back in the TLC community, and we've done it for many years. We do it throughout the whole year, but this is a time, it's a donation only event, but all the proceeds, as always, they go directly to our families in need. You know, this is a time a lot of people require a lot of different help, no matter where they are in the world. And so we do the best to do that. And it's a lot of fun, and we come together and we'll celebrate the holidays in your way. So it's a beautiful place to be uplifted and to be supported. Also, if you sign up at tracylclark.com and you want to join my book club in January, all you need to do is get the book. It'll be out shortly. And then just join us for 4 weeks. We're going to talk about things that are happening. And it's such a pivotal time to be doing this. So I don't know if you know, I wrote some things down here because of the purging and the things that were shifting in the world. And it's really quite interesting because you can see, you know, November has been a little bit shaky around the world. There's a lot more energetic controls trying to come in over people. And people forget that a lot of times we get into this energy of wanting to expand and grow. And for us to expand and grow, we need to unlock things that are no longer serving us. And when things no longer serving us, you've heard me say this, I call it purging, releasing negative energies, right? They start to release and they start to let go. And that can be unsettling for the body. And it can become very unsettling for the body because the body, there's this thing in spirituality or connection to God or what, however you grew up in a spiritual family, a religious family, it doesn't matter. It's, you know, all coming to the same thing. But there's this perception that you should always be always in the glory space. And a lot of people want you to believe they're always in the glory space. And it just doesn't work that way. So I always say I'm in the glory space in the sense of I really love my life now because I really have a reference point. I have a reference point of where life wasn't so good and every day it kind of sucked. You know, I'm like, I can't get out of bed without pain. I'm constantly in the washroom with pain. So where my life is when I look at it, I'm like, wow, that's, you know, that's my glory space. This is what I talk about when I was talking about the movie Elf at Our Soul Sundays on the belief was there wasn't much belief in anything there, right? People were becoming angry, disgruntled. And although it's a movie, you can equate it to your own life. And if you have more experiences that are not positive, when you start to move into a realm, a space, an energy that is more uplifting, more serving, more more in your highest and best interest, what happens is you start to shift the odometer. Like it'll shift. It'll go from, you know, negative up into positive, and eventually the positive energy takes care of it, overrides the negative. I always say that for me, I didn't really feel that shift until probably about 5 years into doing the work. And it doesn't mean I don't have a bad day now. And it doesn't mean that I don't hit a hurdle or a challenge. Sure, we do. Because for you to move more into the light, you need to be able to also understand that you're going to have some chaos, right? There is some chaos that has to come with that. And that's exactly what we're seeing in the world right now, is more chaos pushing down upon humanity for us to birth something new. And I know this can be difficult or frustrating, right? When you're looking to birth something new. And birthing something new is just like if you've ever, you know, seen a baby be born, or if you've ever had a child. Like when I had my children, they were both very different experiences. And I had almost died having my second daughter. And, you know, just one more trauma in my life. But it was a very difficult, challenging pregnancy. And because of the things that I had developed during the pregnancy as well, on top of the other things I already had. And so the birthing process was very challenging. But at the end, you know, you get this beautiful child. And this is what is happening on the planet. And we're birthing, we're coming out of old systems and old ways. And when we're birthing that and purging into something new, it can seem very difficult and very challenging. It's at that point where you can find that you will want to, you know, unplug from your work, perhaps of terms of connection, or you might say, this isn't working for me. And I see this a lot. I know I went through it myself many times. And you need to understand that when you're birthing the new stuff, it is the energy, the negative energy, whatever you want to call it, the dark energy, the draconian energy, the heavy life force energy. That job of that opposite side, its job is to push down on you. Its job is to make you second guess moving to the light, because the darker energies don't want you to wake up. They don't want you to go into the light, because the more we come together into that light, the more transition and change happens for all of humanity. So when you've had systems that only functioned for a few, you can imagine right now, there's a lot of fear in the dark. And the dark is run by fear, right? It's all fear. And so that energy is pushing down on the planet, and it's an illusion. It's a false energy in a lot of ways, because we're so conditioned as humans to just press into that and, you know, go, okay, well, that's the way it is. It's not the way it is. You know, I was saying on the weekend that we really need to expand our perceptions in what we believe in, but we need to expand into them without, you're not going to see them first. So when we start to close our eyes and start to believe in what we can see in that, you know, supernatural space and bringing it into the natural, that's where the true evolvement starts to come. Because it's easy to get wrapped up in what you're seeing outside of yourself versus what's actually can be created. So when fear starts to descend, which it is upon the world right now, for more control and dominance and draconian measures, which it won't go there unless everybody really keeps pushing there, right? And keeps feeding that fear, then, you know, we can see in the supernatural, you can see in the unseen realm that there is beauty. There is literally like heaven on earth. So, you know, heaven on earth being kindness, more love, more connection, more truth, more understanding, more freedom. And that's where this beauty comes in. And I was just running here to for you to remember that one, even though a purge can seem difficult, you're always in charge. You're always in charge of what unfolds in your life. You are the master of your life. You are always in charge. You are creating everything. So right now in the planet, everything is perfect. Everything is exactly the way it is to be, to wake humanity up. So you're helping this. You are, you have to decide too, are you a problem or a solution? So here it is. Yeah, people don't like this when I say this. Are you the problem or the solution? So the problem would be if you're constantly feeding this negative energy, constantly feeding it, giving it fuel to the fire. Or are you the solution where you're like, okay, I understand that. What's a creative solution, thank you, God, to move into something better? What's a creative solution to move into something better? And then to remember that you have everything inside you. I was like asking spirit, I'm like, what's that message for people today? Thank you, God. You have it inside you. You have more light than dark. You have more light than fear. You have more courage than fear. And as this programming leaves the body can repair on a health front. The body can repair financially, emotionally, your relationship. So it's a really beautiful dance that your energetic frequency does. It's very, very, very beautiful. And I want to thank that hand of God of increasing that for you. So again, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. If you have a question today, it's a good time because we're going to go to a caller right away, but it's a good time because we have this week, we have next week with Peter, and then we've got some guests, and then I'll see you guys again in January. So it's already the end of the year. I know, feels like it's already over and we're getting into January. The energy's already shifted. I don't know if you can feel that, but it has. So I think we have Maria on the line from Denver. Is that correct, Olivia?
Yeah, we've got Maria from Denver. Maria, you are on with Tracy L. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Hi.
Oh, there you are. Good. We thought we lost you. What's your question today?
Well, I really love what you're saying in your topic because I feel like I sort of come to the end of a road in terms of trying to create my own healing practice and get my book out. And I feel like there's another direction to take, which is on social media. And I'm wondering if you see that too, and how you might see that kind of happening for me, what steps to take.
I got major chills when you're talking about social media. I'm like, the door like opens huge for you. But you still do have, I have to, if you're okay, I'd like to clear some energy around you just showing up on social media. And social media can be, we got to clear, there is, you can see there's some resistance. As soon as I say, I get chills, it's like, yes, she needs to go there. I can see it open, the door opens. But then your body kind of went, your energy field pulled right back. And I understand on a lot of levels. I trust me. It's when you're going out on social media, I always say in my communities, you know, there's a point you got to get over the trolls. You got to get over the trolls. But those are the dark, right? They're just there to try to get you off path. We're saying with your book, actually, there's a lot of okay. So the book, as you know, there's a tie to the social media, which drives more to the book, which drives more to your message. That you can see is already, that's already done in your field. I'm not even really too worried about that at all. We can just strengthen it a little bit. And then there's some energy still connected to your heart that I'm going to remove. It's a little heaviness on the heart. So let's pull this off. Oh, that's judgment. Okay, so let's remove some of, with getting the book done, you can see there's another growth for you. Like when it's finished, you'll probably, you know, go, oh my God, I'm done. I mean, in the sense of getting ready to get it out there in a whole other level, right? So we're going to.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a fear, though, of really getting it into people's hands, because you don't want that, you don't want the criticism or the judgment. You just want the, oh, I loved it. That's hard for you. You've had a lot. Oh, it's because you've had so many more experiences. So you know how I was saying with the elf tank, your tank of watching and seeing criticism and judgment is higher than the tank of praise and accolades. So let's. And you got to remember with books, and I know this, I went through it as I'm getting to release mine, your books, that's your personal journey. That's your expression. And it's
beautiful. Exactly what it is. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And it's beautiful. And so, you know what? Yeah, I was going to get people like that. I just want to actually give you, I'm going to boost your frequency. Care, don't care. It's actually showing, oh, it chills. Ooh. Your book, like, this is ready to go. Like, I just gotta, like, it's like watching you on the end of the diving board and I want to push you off. Like, just jump in.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It's so close. Let's remove some fear. Hang on a minute. It shows for you to pick two social media platforms. There's so many, and you know they're going to keep changing, right? And now we have.
Yes.
Yeah, we have the ones that are censored. We all know who those are, the big giants. But now we have all these new ones coming up that aren't censored. And there will be a shift between the current ones where a lot of people are on to the more of the privacy ones where you can be free to fully express. That is happening actually right now. But it shows for you to pick two social media platforms you're very comfortable with, that you can be comfortable with. So we have to start there. That you're okay with?
Do you have any idea of what those should be? I guess it's like this anti-rebelliousness in me against it, and now I realize I need to embrace it. So yeah. I don't really know which two would be the best for me.
Well, right now, they show the more, these are going to morph, but for right now, like even if you just put it on the Facebook or the Instagram, because they're tied together, so you can kind of upload everything at once and move them, so it's easy for you. But I don't see you staying there. A lot of us will actually migrate off of that. Then the nice thing is that, you know, you're going to be able to give little snippets of the books and your little teachings and share, but it's a way that you can start to create. What I see there is it looks like you start to create your nice little following, and then you can move it over to different platforms. Then you'll shift it over, and there's going to be so many changes in those platforms, but I just want to move. So it's okay. You just got to obviously on those, watch what you say, how you say it, but that's okay. You'll be fine. I'm not worried about that at all. It looks good. Hang on a sec. I'm just going to remove a little bit more interference energy. Okay, so those are just external forces. So those are people that it looks like, and I'll remove these imprints. It looks like it's information throughout your life that, like I said, with criticism or they've imprinted this info. And so I call those like word curses, because word curses, right, are when people say, well, why would you do that? Or who do you think you are? You know, stupid things people say all the time.
Yes.
So let me start to, I'm going to remove, it's in your data bank, so to speak. So it's running in the subconscious, which is creating the fear of putting yourself out there. What I don't want you to do is like, and it's easy to do when we go out there, that you could turtle, like, don't worry about them. It's your platform. You know what I do? I don't know if this will help you.
Yeah.
I don't get them too often anymore, but if somebody does want to say, I just delete it. I'm like, you know what? This is my page. If you want to be a dark energy, you're just not welcome. You're not welcome.
Yeah.
So I'm going to strengthen this for you because that's the boundary. Thank you. I do that in my community. People are surprised. I'm like, if somebody gets in, that's like, you know, creating disorder, I'm just like, sorry, not for you. Got to go. People are always surprised. I'm like, no. Gotta go.
that feels real. When you say that, that feels, that's very strengthening for me. It helps me to give myself permission to do that, which I will do. Now that you said that, I really feel connected to that, to be able to say no.
Yeah. And just, it looks like as we're moving this frequency up, it's that you just have to remind yourself, this is your sovereign space. This is your community. This is your light that's helping to just, you know, be a guide with other people. So you don't have to, and it's getting further and further away. You never have to let anybody there. And if you remind yourself, wait a minute, this is my space. So I'm in charge of who comes in and who doesn't. There's these new boundaries that come up. And then you have these other books that start to flow too. So those are already done too. There's two other ones behind this. I don't know if that's.
I know there's at least one, and I haven't gotten to it yet because I haven't even gotten the first one out yet.
That's okay. I like the energy's already there. So that's real good. Like creating and we're pulling things through, I even do that. I'm like, if it's there, I'm pulling it in, because you can always decide if it, and that time is, but why not plant more great seeds? Cause it's already there. So that looks good.
Well, do you see any idea why the one stumbling block right now about the first book is done, but I am blocked in terms of the cover, and I don't really know why. The first one just came right through me, and it was done. But the cover feels like I'm not connecting to what it should be.
Yeah, it looks like you're also overthinking it.
I'm overthinking it?
Yeah, you're overthinking it. Basically, it's interesting. Not the back or the front, but there is a bigger picture of you. But hang on a minute. Are you resistant to putting your picture on your book?
No, I wasn't going to put my picture. I was actually thinking about putting some wild flowers on there. That it's sort of representing heaven and earth, and the flowers would be the earth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you have a? We have to open you up to. We'll open you up. Like, I don't know. I'm not on my cover. Everybody thinks it's me, but it's not me. But. Yeah, because you can't, it's just the back of someone. But we just got to actually get you to the right designer as well, because it looks like we're going to open that door. There's going to be multiple different options, and then you kind of go, yeah, that one. So we got to remove the overthinking.
Okay.
And just get the right person that can give you a few options, and then you see that strengthens, and then it goes. But the bigger block around the cover of the book is more just the finalization of the book. So we got to thank you to power of the hand of God. I'm going to create final resolutions around the book. So that's just a excuse to not have the book fully done as well. So because when your book is done, what happens? You then go promote it. You then go on social media. You then We're like 98% there, but it looks like, thank you, God, we can increase some final resolutions. Oh, there we go. And then we can put in safety around having it done, celebrate. Now, it's very important as well that you celebrate when you get that book in your hand. So whatever you do for you, we got to get the energy nice and strong. So celebrate it. Don't like just feel all the emotions. It shows very clearly, feel all the emotions. Give yourself the accolades that it's done. Like, hey, out of 100% of the people say they want to write a book, it's like only a few percent that actually do, even though we have lots of books, right? So you do that whole celebration, and then it looks like the foundation gets stronger, and then your creativity around how you want to present it with more people and get it out there and alliances and all that will start to.
Okay. So when I'm on social media to start before the book is done, in terms of my healing work, do you have any tips about how to put that out there to get that going?
Yeah, just, you know, let people, first you got to declare to yourself you're available, because that you've kind of put yourself in the background. I'm available. So you got to remind the universe, I'm available. I'm open for business. Here we go. Let's go. And then it's a lot of people. So it's that. And then when you just, it doesn't have to be a lot. So just simple. It's like, here I am, start to give a few little tips, things on your own journey, and then let them know this is where they can find you. That's all you have to start with. Tell them, like, spread the message, let your friends know. Little things like this go a long way. And then with your book, you can put a little bit of a paragraph up there and maybe explain or how it affected your clients or something like that. And then it starts to move, right? So then the one, then the second, then the third, and then you'll see it'll start to spin very differently. Good job. So start
Okay.
Go to Big Steps and then let us know how you're doing, okay? And when you get your book up.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm proud of you. Go get it done. World needs more of you, so get going.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Maria. Thanks. All right. I'd love to you too.
Have a good day. You know, we're going to get ready to take a break here. I just want to remind everybody, and then we'll come back. We've got Linda on the line. You know, check out the Christmas Gift Back, December 10th, 7 p.m. Like, just sign up for the newsletter and you'll get the notice when it is. If you're on our Facebook pages or in the Miraculous Academy or Evolutionary Academy, you're going to know right away. And even our Soul Sundays, we finish them. We'll be back in January to really understand, to start your week off right and shift. But it is a time that we can help so many other people and help to transition people around the world. And also, so you are the first to know about the book, so you can join the book club. And yeah, that's for, you know, Maria, you can do a book club too. And just, you know, talk about your book and let people ask. And, you know, we can share together in your journey and my journey and how we can shift and move and change. So TracyLClark.com. And there'll be a new site up there very soon. So very soon, very soon. Cross your fingers. I think Wednesday now. We keep going. The dates would change. But yeah, check it out. And know that during this purge, you're not alone. You're only alone if you choose to be. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Linda in just a minute.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm. Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Break was going so fast. Here it is. I know, always fast. I have the best producer ever. All right. You know, I've got my little Christmas tree up in my office. I got my big one downstairs and even little Yoda celebrating in the back. If you can see this in the video, Yoda's always around. All right. Today we are talking about purging, talking about 2020, 2021. More things are going to be coming out, but just remember, it's actually really good. It's coming out because a lot of truth's coming out and you are able to shift into new spaces and new reality. So what are you believing in? And you know what? A lot of times I say, I don't believe that because I don't want to receive that. So I love that. I was talking about that on Soul Sundays. I don't believe that because I'm not going to receive that. But then on the flip side, I'm going to believe A, B, and C because I'd love to receive that. So just like we're talking with Maria, who to believe and to see her book out there and helping people and, you know, in her healing business and expanding, right? To believe more in that, she's going to get it and it's going to come through. But if you're not, you know, she doesn't want to believe in a lot of those other things like trolls, stuff like that. So we don't want to believe in that because we don't want her to receive that. So a lot of that energy right now is, it's on high alert. So it's really good, really good. So you can just thank that power of the hand of God of increasing your frequency to bring in new. Don't get caught about what you see out there in the world in general media. You want to make sure that you're very connected to the God of your understanding so you can keep believing and see your world. You don't have to have the world everybody else has. It's all about a choice. All right. Olivia, I think we have Linda on the line. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got Linda. Linda, you are on with Tracy L.
Hi, Linda.
Okay, thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Great to hear
Tracy?
Your voice.
I'm part of your miraculous group, and I thank you so much for the support that you and that group have given me. It's just amazing. I have a couple of questions.
Sure. Fire away.
I do your body regen clearing every morning and sometimes twice a day. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of relief from that. But, but my sleep patterns, like I haven't really slept right for the last 20, 25 years. Like I can sleep about 4 hours and then I'll wake up and then I can go back to sleep, but it's just, but you know how you, when you sleep really well, you get up and you feel so rested?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't felt that way for about 20, 25 years.
Whatever.
And it's just, you know, I'd like to have that feeling again of that, yes, I've really slept and now I'm energized and can get on with the day.
I love it. I love it. You've just been growing and shifting. Okay. You should be really proud of yourself. Like your system, the way it is changing quite drastically. The nerve system just appears to be a little, so how do I say this? The nerve system looks a little bit stuck in this pattern because it's been a pattern for so long. So there was a nervous energy under there. Hang on a second, then I'm going to start to move out that's connected to the sleep center. Yeah, let's start to just adjust the central nervous system. We'll go into, hang on, this parasympathetic and the sympathetic. Let's just adjust that a little bit differently. So basically, when there's nervous energy that runs subtly in the body, energetically, it can definitely affect your sleep center. So we'll move this. There's also some energy. Nighttime doesn't always feel safe for you either. So that's coming from a few different timelines. So that's past life. This is also this timeline. So the body feels like it has to be more alert at nighttime than being able to completely just surrender. Hang on a second. So let's start to remove. Thank you, God. I got a lot of pressure in my head when I do this. So let's just start to remove the nervous energy and that accumulation of the pattern. So it's also going back to, we got to go liver, spleen, and then back up into the sleep center. Also too, with the shift on the planet right now, it can disrupt your sleep too. But this is a habit for you. This is a long habit, but for people listening, it can also disrupt sleep pattern. There's this lack of safety. It's interesting. I got to remove where the body, it doesn't want to completely let go because it still feels it needs to be safe. So there's the body has a bit of a control aspect to it.
So true.
It's controlling it. It's like, no, you can't go to sleep because what if you need to be alert for something? Like it's afraid. Yeah. So let's start to pull this off. Lots of pressure on the right side of the brain, just over the eyebrow here. So let's start to bind this up. Thank you, God. I'm going to thank that part, Lana. God is starting to command a new sleep center, and we're going to actually rewire. So we have to command the body to start to rewire the chemical electrical frequency patterns with the communication to the sleep center. And then we're going to start to pull down the nervous energy. So you're in the Miraculous Academy. So a lot of times you'll see me pull my hand down, right? To pull, it's like a light switch turning it off. So I want you, even before you go to bed, pull the sleep center down. Thank you, God. Reset, let go. We want to pull the sleep center down. Thank you, God. Reset, let go.
Okay.
Yeah. And then let's remove. Oh, it shows. Let's remove a little bit more of this control aspect where the body can't let go. Always on alert. Okay. It's interesting. You have a lot of past life energy that's interfering with this energy. I'll disconnect around. Literally, it's like it would be similar to, you know, if you see movies with people in war where they have to stay up all night, right? They're in the trenches kind of thing. So they're always same kind. And I'm just going to pull off some people, just old people in your life, no longer around, just throughout from birth to present day, that would have reinforced. Okay. There we go. Where they would have reinforced that behavior and pattern. Thank you, God. How does that feel now in your body?
Well, I always feel like there's people standing on my shoulders. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We'll start to remove some of that.
That's, always between my head and my shoulders, it's almost like that's where all the pressure is.
Yeah. Start to lift some of that off. Thank you, God. We'll command that to lift up. And then we'll also actually, I'm going to increase. So we got to go 3 hours, 4 hours. 5 hours. Okay, we can start there for sure. Let's extend the time of sleep and safety. And we'll just lift that pressure off the shoulders. It is not yours. Oh, burping that one out with you. There it goes. Good. So what I want you to do tonight is pull the light switch down and then expand. You know, you'd be also really good before bed if you want that Bach remedy walnut. You hear me talk about different Bach remedies.
Yes.
The reason that one looks good for you at bed, 3 little droplets on the tongue. You can get it at any pharmacy, Whole Foods, wherever, or natural store.
I'm sorry, which one is that, Tracy?
The walnut one.
What, Bach? Oh, the walnut. Okay.
Yeah, Bach walnut, because it shows that what it'll do is help you release while you sleep, like things that are transitioning in your life. So it's kind of nice because for you, it seems to calm the system down a little bit more. And that's why I like those. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people don't, you know, they hear usually rescue remedy, but while we're going through big transitions, they're really fabulous for different things. But for you, the walnut shows really strong. So I'll start to put it in there.
I can't do the rescue remedy. I just, it makes me hyper.
Yeah, sometimes they do, right? So I always say test. Like so I say to some people, take it before bed or try it in the morning first. Because if it makes you sleepy, then you take it before bed. If it makes you wake up, then take it in the morning. So
okay.
Alternate, but I like it because it's going to release some of this subconscious energy a little bit faster for you. Good job. That looks actually really good. Okay. So you'll let me know, because you're the Miraculous Academy of Access to me, let me know how that extension of time is going. Okay. We're going to get the sleep
because
then we're going to extend it again. So we want to get you to the 5 and then we're going to extend it again. Okay. Good job.
Perfect. Welcome. Thank you so much, Tracy.
You're welcome.
And you know, I know I've only been part of your community for a short while, but in this short time, it's been pretty great. Thank you.
Oh, so much love to you, and thank you. You know, you show up, and you show up, and we can show up with you, right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Proud of you. Lots of love. Okay. Have an incredible day. Go get some good
music. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Do we have Evelyn on the line, Olivia? We'll jump right over to her so we have some time.
Yeah, we've got Evelyn. Evelyn, you are on with Tracy L.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Tracy.
There you are. I thought maybe we lost.
it's Thanks for taking my call. I actually have two questions. First one being, my mom's kind of come across a bit of a kerfuffle with a car, so we need to find her new one. So if you could send blessings and open up the pathways to a new vehicle, along with financial abundance.
I was going to say, there's some finances there too we got to shift. So let's, you're right, let's do it all. Good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll adjust that for her. And then the help around it, got to put in a few little extra. I call them there. Keep your, we need some earth angels here. So let's open that up. And then she'll end up looking at a couple here. So that's okay. But it's, yeah, actually, I'm not too worried. This will actually come through. And let's adjust budget.
Mm-hmm.
She has this weird thing around cars. Hang on a second. Kind of like, you know, when you need a car, but then you wish you didn't have to have the car. So let's move this around.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just adjust this so it can be more seen. I'm going to strengthen her feel. It's more seen as a tool versus, you know, everything else that comes with cars in terms of maintenance, expense. She doesn't like any of that stuff with cars. So that's okay. No, nobody does. That's all right. We'll take that out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. She needs a chauffeur. Your mom would rather have a chauffeur, but that's okay.
She would love one. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can see. She's just like, that's part of the block of the car too. It's like, I just want a chauffeur. Like literally, like she has, because she has some times in her life that show up where she was very privileged. So she knows what it's like to be driven around, and she likes that more. So we'll just loosen some of that to make it easier on everybody. Kind of cute. I have
chauffeur. Sounds good.
It's cute. It's like, she's like, oh, I could just use a chauffeur. Yeah. There's some things around the driving she just doesn't enjoy anymore. So it's, that's partly why too. So we'll remove that resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Good. Okay. And what's your second question?
So, I'm very blessed to actually have a phone interview, on Friday.
Okay.
And the opportunity was actually presented about a year ago. I declined it a year ago, but I decided to go for it now. So strength, I guess, and just the confidence to actually present myself properly.
Yeah, they're actually very happy you've decided to go for it. Now, what time's your interview on Friday?
I believe it's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? Let's just put some energy around time. I love this because sometimes too, we can take a pass on something. And then when it shows up again, it's now we're more ready. You're actually more ready. The wisdom, the growth and the knowledge that you've had in this last year is actually a blessing for them. Like you're going to start to see where all of this will tie in better than had you done it a year ago, like way better. So hang on a second.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel that in my bones as well. It's just last year it wasn't the right time. I'm hoping I'm making the right decision and that it is the right time. It's just, yeah.
No, it shows.
I guess you need a little bit of a push or a little bit of alignment.
Yeah, I'm just going to clean this up a little bit. And then there's some pressure within the throat that we can think you got. We can start to remove that off the body, the energetic block there. I'm just going to remove it so you can be very clear, very concise. We'll pull the nerve energy down just a bit. And just, I'm going to just make, it's like a pulling energy from them to you, which we actually want. So you, it makes you more calm, more centered, more grounded, and then clear. Like there's no, doesn't seem to be any hiccups around this. Hang on a second. Kind of like they've been just waiting for you to come back. I don't know how else to say it because the door's like wide open. So hang on a minute. So here we go. And there, it has a lot to do with just the confidence in the voice. So it's before you get there, the next couple of days, it's like, thank you, God, I got this. We got this. Like, so you're going mm-hmm. in with your teams, like, we got this. So you might feel more like you need to sit up a little straighter and it might feel funny in your body. Like, I don't really sit like this. It's okay. It's just the way spirit's repositioning you for it. So the mm-hmm. energy feel can be strong. you're a very good fit there. Like it's literally like looking at a puzzle, you fit in, looking at the, you know, the door opens up, looking at the way the integration is nice and solid. And that's what you want to see with all transition. And then there seems to be a pretty big expansion of growth from there. So that's where that fear comes in, because on some level, like you said it well, you know, in your bones that this would catapult your mm-hmm. growth in many areas of who you are as a person, how you contribute to society. This is actually really good. I like this. It's like taking an old self, like your old little, an old version of you, and we're just wiping it out of your data bank, so to speak, because this new self, this new mm-hmm. version of everything you've been doing and how you contribute so much to the world, it's going to line up even stronger now. And that's what you've been waiting for. So don't have any fear around that, okay?
I definitely have. And that's part of the reasons why I held off originally.
Yep.
Awesome.
You're ready. So remember that just when you're resetting and letting go out of the heart space, just say, thank you, spirit. We got this. I know we got this. And then the reason I say we got this is because then everybody that has you, the energy comes to support you. And then there's nothing, because with that new shift, you're breaking a lot of old family paradigms for old people that are no longer around too. So that's a pretty big shift. Mm-hmm. You're stepping more into the power and you're showing your whole family line that, wow, you guys can do this too. So you're cleaning up that line for them and then you're expanding it for mm-hmm. you. So you're doing double, which is great. Good job. Wow. Okay.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. I'm excited for you.
Awesome.
Well done. Okay. Let me know how that feels for Friday. Okay.
Will do.
Great.
Have a good one. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Good
you
luck.
Too.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good week. Some love. You know what, guys? Like I said, this is exciting times too. And this is why I wanted to talk about this today. I'm so glad we had our callers. I know we're at the top of the hour. It's, you know, it's really exciting times to be alive as we just keep remembering when you have a tough day or something pops up, you just say to yourself, I'm purging the old so I can make more room for the new. And just like we were saying with Evelyn, you don't need to be afraid of the new anymore. Don't be afraid if it's something different. Look at yourself and just say, I've been preparing for this my whole life. Like I look at what's going on right now and I look at all of the souls, you and I waking up. We have been preparing in our own ways for this new way, this great space to be. We have been prepared, you know, our souls remembering, our spirits remembering. So don't ever go into that space. You will at times, you're human and that's okay. But remind yourself that we got this. We got this together, that there's so many things going on out there that you don't even know are happening for the life, for the better of all humanity. And more truths and more truths and more truths keep coming out. And it's okay if it frustrates you. It's okay if it makes you angry sometimes. It's okay. But come back and then get centered again and say, okay, what am I doing? I'm moving to the new. I have been preparing for this. And remind yourself, just tune in for a minute and thank that hand of God that you've been preparing, that you have been chosen to be prepared during this time. So they call them the chosen ones, which are all the millions of people around the world that have woken up, because it's our job to lead the way, each and every one of us, for more people to wake up, for more people to find the truth and to bring back. That's where we're going, guys. We're bringing back the energy, the planet for the people. That's why I get excited when I do like financial energetic classes, because you can see in that financial system how it's changing, how it's crumbling for it's better for all of humanity. It's going to look a little crazy along the way, but you can see it. So if you're prepared for it and you understand what's happening and you're empowered because you can be part of the new system and part of helping other people into the new system, there's some pretty cool things that are going to come down the pipe. So I just want to thank that Hannah God for each and every one of you to just really embrace that space. If you want to join the Miraculous Academy, like Linda had just said, you know, it's a great support community. You see me 5 times a week. We're there uplifting you, moving you, teaching you, giving you tools so you can be more empowered, helping you when you have questions. There's the community is always there. You know, I need support or I need this, and everybody jumps on and helps you. So it's a great place to never feel like you're alone when we're going through our ups and our downs, because we all know that we can have our ups and our downs. And it's a great space to be for that beautiful unlimited support. And like I said, the more I see what people require, the more I can show up every day. And it was a dream of mine to form that community, and I believed in it, and it happened. And didn't happen overnight, but it happened to be able to create a space that's safe, that you can express, you can be fully you, good, high, feeling great, having a crappy day. We'll be there to help you and really guide you to what's happening there. And so you can be empowered, because it's about you getting empowered and knowing some tools. How can you communicate to your body? How can you keep doing that? But it's really easy, because it's easy to get discouraged. We're in an instant world right now. And this is a way that I know I live every day, and the people that do, that's where the supernatural breakthroughs happen. But you can't just keep jumping around from thing to thing to thing, because your body will get confused. And right now we need to really make sure we're in community. We're very supported and growing. The Soul Sundays is our non-denominational ministry side, and you'll see a lot more of that come out in January. So many cool things that are happening. So check us out, TracyLClark.com. Sign up for the newsletter so you can know what's happening, but you can join me in my free book club, which will be a lot of fun. And we're going to just chat, and you'll meet good people, and we'll have such a good time. So I'm really, really excited about that and sharing more of my journey that I tell. But it was emotional for me to do too, because it's, you know, tells bits of my life a little bit more, but gives you tools and shifts. And I've been blessing the whole book over and over. So when you read it, you'll get the shifts as well, and change and transformation. So that's what it's all about, you know. It's all about transforming you to a new world and a new earth. And we're in it. We're in it. So let's welcome the purge. Thank that power of the hand of God for the purge. Thank that power of the hand of God for the new things that are coming in, the blessings. And really know that you have all the power within you to create and manifest your dreams and your desires. So it's every day. It's a little step forward. And baby steps, as I like to say, turn into giant steps. So have an incredible week. I'm going to be here next week with Peter. You can call in. We will bullshift you. It'll be nice to do before the holidays. And stay tuned for all my guests. And we will have more shifting together. So again, TracyLClark.com. And I'll see you next Tuesday right here on Transformation Talk Radio, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. We'll keep growing together. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.